Are y'all ready to get rattled? Or you want me to take it easy on you? Go full on, or just like, all right, we're all the way in. Would you like to be the best daddy you can be? Say. Okay? All right, here we go. Now this message, yeah, I'm going to focus on fathers, but the principles are for probably all of us. It'll be something we can learn from. And I'm not trying to slight women today. Dads need help. We need to learn what God says. Our country's in a mess. And we're at a place now, not just the country, but the church, where because our family's so screwed up to keep peace in the family, we start just changing everything. We do. We accept everything. I want to give you a newsflash. God created male and female, created He them. It's a daddy and it's a mama, and they have babies. That's called the family. Did you hear me? That's what a family is. I get that. That's what a family is. Okay. But I know there's other situations, but people think they can recreate the family by having two women and they're going to raise the children. They're going to do it. That's not God's plan. That's not God's way. Believe it or not, fathers matter and men matter, and they're really, really important, okay? But two men get together, think they're going to have a relationship and they're going to raise children. Guess what? Mothers matter. Mamas matter. But God created the family. We didn't create the family. We're recreating the family. How's it working? It's pitiful. And like I said, if we'll turn God into a creep, that was my quote of the week last week, because Romans says, you will turn me into four-footed beast and creeping things. And that's what we've done to God. If we'll turn God into a creep, don't be surprised if we don't get pretty creepy. But if we'll change God from God Almighty, sovereign, to a cow, to an image of four-footed beast or creeping things, if we'll change Him, don't be surprised if we won't change you. And that's what's happened. It's happened in the church. It's happening in our country. And it's a disaster. It's a disaster. The new family is a disaster. Did you hear me or not? I got several emails last week, and it was from people not mad at me. The only person I got mad at me was they were out here, and they were greatly discouraged because they saw T-shirts for sale. I said plenty last week that should have really ticked you off. But the thing is, no, it was men and women as well writing me, thanking me because, and they even admitted, my family's a mess. They said, our family's a mess. And we need truth and we need help. Would you help us? Give us more truth. Because what we're getting is a bunch of bull. Y'all hear me or not? Say. I would have never thought, and don't say you would have, 30 years ago, you would have thought that we would be giving pills to little boys to turn them into little girls. You would have never thought that in a million years in your mind. Oh, and here's the thing. And the insurance company will pay for it. And some of these surgeries run as much as $400,000. And we wonder why America's going to hell in a handbasket. Now that's just one of many things, but the family's in trouble. So the bottom line is here at Fellowship, we're going to teach the Word. It's going to be the Word. It'll be on the big screen. You'll see it because that's what we need. That's what we need. We need truth from somebody who knows truth, and that's Jesus. He is the way, the truth, the life. What He says won't screw your family up, okay? And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to give a message today, and it's going to help you. That's going to be a blessing. Is it going to make you feel bad? Sure it is. Every good message makes us feel bad. It can't be a good message if it don't make me feel bad. So it's going to kick you a little bit. You're going to see some things. You're going to have some regrets of decisions you've made in your life. And you're going to look back and say, look at the mess I've made. Look at the crap. But the cool thing is we have a good Father. We have a great Father who's full of mercy. But now His truth, He's merciful to us as sinners, but He's not going to change His truth because He just loves you so much, He'll let you do what you want. Your life is going to go right off a cliff. Okay? And He's going to love you as it will go right over. You got to get back to the truth. Y'all ready or not? Here we go. Series is timely. We started out at Memorial Day. It's called Lest We Forget. We have forgotten, all right. We've forgotten God. We've forgotten God in our family. We've forgotten God in truths and things that are just, I'm telling you, they're just right and wrong, and we need to do them. And we've forgotten, so we need to get back to His Word. Let's go, buddy. Let's push it now. Here we go. It's going to go faster now. Y'all ready or not? Failing or favored fathers. Say that with me. Failing or favored fathers. Which one do you want to be? I mean, come on. Do I want to be a failure as a father? A failure as a father. I want to fail as a father. Or do I want to have God's blessing on my life? Do I want Him to help me? Because it's hard, man. I need His help. We're going to look at both sides of the coin. We start out in Proverbs chapter 3. My son, did you hear that? It's my what? My son. That's for women as well. The focus today, I'm really trying to hammer towards guys. But my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commands. And length of days, and long life, and peace, they're going to add to you. You don't believe that Bible, do you? Well, I sort of like the Bible. And I sort of like this. Length of days, long life, peace. How many like that? They're going to add to me. Then he says, don't let mercy and truth forsake you. You bind them about your neck. My word, my truth. You bind it around your neck. Put it on you. Put it in your head. And write them on the table of your heart. What does that mean? Down deep in your gut. Down deep in your gut. You have my word in your head, and you have it down deep in your gut. Okay? That's God's plan for us. So have we forgotten God? Yes or no? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But if you'll do this, God says, if you will do what He says, you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. People are going to look at you and go, wow! Look at that couple. Look at their family. You're going to look like a weirdo right now because everybody seems screwed up. But this is God's plan right here. You're going to find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And then we get these in two incredible verses. How many have memorized these before in your life? These two. Yeah, let's say it together out loud. Here we go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. So that's our kickoff right there. What do you want to be? A failing father or a favored father? You're not going to get God's favor by doing it your way. Or believing what you believe. Or putting it in a little pot and shaking it up. And that's what churches have done today. They're called interdenominational churches. They take a little bit of everything everybody believes, put it in, and make everybody happy. That's not this church. God's Word is what we teach. It's not your word. I'll call you a liar and Him the truth. And that's what the Bible says. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a what? Hate to be ugly to you. Yeah, but what about my opinion? Well, if it varies from the Word of God, then you're a liar. Are you all right with that? You cool or not? Man, they call me a liar. Got up, came to church and everything. Well, are you? We need to get back to right, guys. Okay? God made man in His own image. He created the family. And we're going to listen to you? I don't think so. Now, if you can add to, if you can help us understand better what He says, I'm all in with you. But if you're gonna veer off from what He says, then I'm not with you. It's a narrow way. Broad out here, though. Narrow right here. But if you'll seek this way, you'll find truth. And that's what we want right now. Would you help us, God? Because we're in a mess. We're in a mess, not just as a country. Kim and I feel it. We were married 11 years ago. She had two young children. They became my children. I told her the other day, when we were first married, the first couple of years, it was like we had kids, but they were just no big deal. They were just with us everywhere we went. You know what I mean? Now they're teenagers. Lord help us. They grew up. It's different. And they've got so much to offer and things like that. But it's just different. And it taxes us. And it affects our relationship. She's the mother. I'm the father. It can be tough. It is tough. And we've had some stuff between us and with the kids. And it's just hard. And so we've got what are we going to do? We want to do it His way. Okay? Is His way going to be easy? No. In a culture today, it might even be harder. I don't know, but that's our choices. And I would like to lay it out for you that today that dads really matter. Fathers really matter, guys. And I'd like to look at some stats. Roger, push me, bud, if you don't mind. This is a poll, a recent poll. Did you know now in America, you can't get a poll hardly, if you poll everybody, that's much more than 55, 45, 49, 51, maybe 60, 40, but you hardly ever see them like that. Look at this poll. 75% of Americans believe. Are you kidding me? You can get 75% of Americans to believe something? Yeah. 75% of Americans believe the physical absence of the father from the home is the most significant problem facing our nation today. 75%. 3 out of 4. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to grow up without a daddy and know what the hell you've been going through in your family. Inner city, whatever it might be. Dads matter. And people are seeing it. People are seeing it. Okay? Doesn't mean they know what to do, because they don't. So they just keep trying to do it. Or the government tries to throw more money at it. We'll throw some more money at it. We said last week the government is paying you, ladies, many times, women, to stay single. We'll give you, got another kid, give you more money. You get married, penalty, penalty, all that's taken away. That don't sound, I mean, I ain't telling you really what I do believe on any of that mess. You'll see what I believe when I preach the message. Here we go. But 75% of Americans believe the physical absence of a father from the home is the most significant thing facing America today. Today. Okay? Children being raised without a daddy. This is almost 50%, but it's still 4. We got to go with 4. But it's 4 out of 10 children live in a home today without a daddy, without a father present. Almost half today grow up without a father. I grew up in a home with a mom and a dad, but mom didn't like daddy and daddy didn't like mama. So mama worked during the day. I'd get out of school, daddy going to work, 3 o'clock. He'd work till 11, but then he would do doubles because he had a 7th grade education. Probably made $1, $1.50 an hour. I have no idea, but it wouldn't have been much. So he worked a lot. So I didn't see daddy much. They divorced when I was 11 years old. So I came from a broken home. What I did see, I never saw my mother and dad kiss, not one time in my whole life. I never saw my dad and mom kiss or hug or embrace. I never saw anything like that. So basically, I grew up in a fatherless home. Me. And then my mother left my daddy for a man. Started shacking up. So now this man's in the house. And they're just pushing me out. He would come on the weekend, so I'd be somewhere else being pushed. My brother Terry would come and get me. So I grew up like that. Okay? That is the way. How many grew up either like that or without a father or similar that I way I grew up? Can I see some hands in the house? Okay, look at that. That's at least, probably 20-30% in this room. And look at us. You say, well, Gary, you did okay. It's a wonder I'm not dead. Okay? My own mother, the man she married, ended up murdering my mother. The breakdown of the family is real. It was Jesus Christ who came in and rescued me. He rescued me. But it was still a choice. I had to read His Word. I had to start believing His Word. And even me, I got married. Had children. You saw two of them on stage. I was married 28 years. I was hurt in that marriage. Left. I'm a product of where we are today.
So what do I do? And Kim was hurt. What do? We try to pick up the pieces. We try to love each other and keep going, you know, and start a life and a family. We need your prayers. Are y'all hearing me or not? Don't look at me at some like, he's Superman. I almost cussed. Don't mess with me. I don't even cuss. Here's the point. This message is for me today. Breaks my heart. I'm sitting down there in my front singing A Good, Good Father. And I look at my two children on stage. These two. I have two that are back in the nursery helping. So I got two serving here and I got two serving back here. But I'm looking at these and I know both of them would tell you, he's a good, good father. I know that song was about the Lord, but it's worth the investment I've made in these kids right here. And even though stuff's happened in our life, I know I've made a difference. And I'm making a difference in Abby and Danny's life, even though I don't feel like it, to be honest with you. I'm older. I feel like they've missed a lot, having an older father. I'm trying. Pray for me. Pray for me. I can come across more like a superior, because I'm the pastor of fellowship and I'm older than a father. I'm trying. Okay? But what I'm trying to do is worth fighting for. Okay? Because look at the stats on the screen. Okay? So, what happens when a daddy ain't in the home? What happens when a daddy... These are stats. You can go find them yourself. What happens when there's not a father in the home? They are 5 times more likely to commit suicide. This ain't 5%. It's 500%. They're 500% more likely to commit suicide. And every time I give a message like this, I feel so bad for single moms. You're trying. You're trying. You don't have a dad in the home. And a message like this will make you feel like crap. I'm not trying to make you feel like crap. The facts are the facts. And then you single moms have to become super mom. Dina, where are you? I love Dina. Dina, I met her 35 years ago. When did you come to Florida? 1984. So almost 39 years ago, I met her. I was at our other church. I led worship. I know it's hard to believe. And I also pastored and preached. But she came in one Sunday and she sat in the second row. A single mom with two boys. And they were perfectly dressed. And she had a black Bible that she could beat you upside the head with. It was a big one. Brand new. Came from an abusive relationship with a husband who had beat her. Is that correct? Even had hurt your children. And she had found Jesus. And she left Jersey. And she came for safety in Florida. Yeah, praise the Lord. And I saw her, and there was an opening that came up that we needed. We had a private school and a church, and so I called her in. Said, I got a position. I'd like to see if you might be interested in it. And come to find out, she had a degree in that. But it was when computers were new. Remember, you didn't know a thing about them because they were brand new. And she learned. But Dina, to me, had to become one of those super moms. She was a woman and at times had to be a man at the same time. And she put the fear of God in those boys. And both of them turned out great. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. And today in Texas, one of her sons has two beautiful children, and today her 12-year-old grandson's getting baptized. Let's thank the Lord for her. Mama, you did good. What I'm saying, I'm going to get there. I'm going to go. But I'll say some things coming up that women, I'm not trying to pick on you. I know that it's hard. It's very, very hard. But the facts are in. Fathers matter. Dads are needed in the home. Okay? You hardly ever see anything positive about a father on television, ever. It's pathetic. Kids are 10 times more likely to use drugs if a dad ain't in the home. 10 times more likely to drop out of school if a dad ain't in the home. 30 times more likely that child will run away from home if a dad's not in the home. 15 times more likely if they are boys, they will commit rape with a dad not being in that home. So dads, you don't think you matter sometimes. Did you know you're just being there matters? Say. You're just being there matters. 20 times more likely kids without fathers end up in prison. But dads don't matter. Dads do matter. See, that's what we call failing fathers. Failing fathers. Failing fathers. Fathers that have checked out. Fathers perhaps that's been pushed out. I don't know. But most of them ain't been pushed out. They willingly chose to not live up to being a good father like they should. And it's a mess. And God's not gonna bless that. It ain't happening. When you do that, it's happening. Exactly what's happening. So let's keep looking. I know that's bad. That's sort of negative. That ain't sort of negative. That's negative, negative. I didn't come to church to be negative. Well, I'm sorry. Grow up. Wake up. Yes or no? I found Jesus. Everything's going to be good. You're a crazy person. It's going to take work. It's going to take decision making. It's going to take bind that word around your neck. Hide that in your heart. Trust in Him and not your own stupid head. That's what it takes. And that can happen. It can happen for you today. So I want to be a favored father. I want God's favor on my life. What does that mean? Well, I know what a failure looks like. What does your favor on a man look like? And a woman as well. Favor. Webster says it's approval. Webster says the word is advocate, to come alongside. Don't you want God to come alongside you? You're so good at fatherhood, you don't need Him. The word favor means support. The word favor means preferential treatment, to favor somebody. The idea is that God will bless you. He will favor you. If you choose His path, He will prefer you. Doesn't mean you're better than somebody. It just means you're the one listening. And He's going to pick that one. Does that make any sense? Yes or no? And He's going to bless your life. So, would you say these out loud with me? I want God's... Are you saying them? I'll jump right down. You know I'll do it. We'll start again for Lewis's sake. Number one, here we go. I want God's approval. Keep going, Lewis. I want God as my advocate. You're halfway home, Lewis. I want God's support. Are you saying them? I'll jump back on you. Here we go. Last one. I want God's... That's what favor means. We know what failure is, don't we? I want this, Lord. How can I get it? How can I get it? How can I be the father and the husband that You want me to be? Would You help me? I want to tie it around my neck. I want to hide it down here in my gut. What do I need to do, Lord? I'm glad You ask. Principles that will bless your life. Principles. Fellows right here. Are you ready or not? Now, it's going to be a little discouraging because you've lived life and you've made some bad choices. But here it is. Number one. Pop it up. Number one. Say it out loud. Cleave. Don't. Say it louder. Cleave. Don't leave. Is that the problem? Is that what we saw? Is that what 75% of Americans said was wrong with this country? Fathers that left? Yes or no? First principle. My words, hang on, don't hit the road, Jack. Say that out loud. Hang on, don't hit the road, Jack. You matter, but so does your wife. She matters. But so do your children. They matter. And instead of chasing tail, excuse my language, this is what God says. See, what you say ain't God's word. And it will screw your life up, and it will screw your wife's life up, and it will screw your kids' life up. But this is going to help your life. Cleave, don't leave. What do I mean? God's word. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother. And shall, what's the word? I didn't make it up. Cleave unto his what? Did it say the secretary down the hall? Cleave to your wife. And the two of you will be what? I'm not saying marriage is perfect. I'm not saying there's not going to be problems in the marriage. You are one flesh. This is God's will for your life. Instead of throwing up abuse, and this is that's not really the biggest problem we face. The biggest problem we face is we just leave. That's the biggest problem. God says, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother. He shall cleave to his wife. The two shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more two, but now they are what? One. What therefore God has joined together. You know this from weddings. Let no man do what? Put asunder. Came right from the Bible. So if you want God's favor on your life as a father, then cleave, don't leave. Now, you might not like that. Tough. That's God's word. Yeah, but you don't understand. It's a different day. This is God's eternal word. He will not bless your new idea. Okay? He will bless this guaranteed. He will bless this. But you don't understand my situation. Instead of arguing, would you receive God's word today? Would you tie it around your neck, almost choke yourself with it, to get you to shut up, okay? And put it down deep in your heart. Got it? Cleave, don't leave. Number two, we're talking about being a father that God will bless. Are y'all right so far or not? Number two, say it out loud. Help me, Lewis. Provide, don't look for a free... You ever heard that? All right, you heard it again. Fathers, provide for your children. You understand? If you want God's blessing as a father, be a worker. Let's see what God's word says. But if any provide not for his own, especially those of his own what? He has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel or a heathen. But you're loving God and you're thinking you're all that when you're not providing for your children. You're not all that. You're a bum. Now I've called you a liar and a bum. It's the truth. You're a bum. God isn't putting up with it. Now, you can live life. You might make it. You might win the lottery. But you're not winning His favor. His blessing's not on your life. I don't give a hoot what you say. This is the right way. There's nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his work. In his work. It's good for a man to work. Is that one of the biggest problems in our country today? People aren't willing to do what? Is that true? It's crazy. But this new way, it'll work. It's a disaster. Families falling apart. People don't want to work. It's crazy. No wonder churches that do magic work well. If you give us your money, your life will be good. Because nothing else is working. But that's a bunch of bull too. What I've said, both things today are from the Word of God. Cleave, don't leave. Provide, don't look for a free ride. Both of them are hard. Both of them are going to require some character, some stamina, some guts. Okay, it's called a man. Be a man and man up. This is huge. This also I saw that it was from the hand of God. Work is from the hand of God. You hear me or not? Say, instead of griping about your job, be glad you got a job. You can provide for your family. That's the will of God for your life. Keep looking. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all your what? Might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave. What does that mean? You better work now because you're dying. Or you better work now because you're getting old. Work's a good thing. Work for your family. Provide for your family. That was number two. God will bless you if you accept responsibility, dad, father, as the what? As the what? Of the family. Have you heard a message like this lately? You seen it on TV? Have you seen how to get stuff free, though? Have you been finding stuff like that? Oh, every little thing down the pike. Guys, if you're spending time trying to get free money, you're a bum. Get a job. Got me or not? Trying to play the system, game the system. Now, you might say, I don't like him. He's too old-fashioned. Good, spell my name right, because this is God's Word. I'm in good shape. You're not going to bother me none. Work and work hard. Say it out loud. Work and work hard, realizing this is the will of God for your life. Should a man work harder than a woman at making money? Absolutely. That's what I believe. Okay? Can a woman work out? Sure, she can do whatever she wants. I get all that. That's fine. But that responsibility in the house is my responsibility. It's not Kim's responsibility. And Kim works. She works for Inglewood Coalition. Okay? Trying to help kids stay off of drugs and alcohol and quit doing crazy stuff. Middle schoolers. I get that. But this is on me, Kim. You understand or not? It's on me, baby. It's on me. Okay? And I want to do that. I want to work. I know sometimes it gets on your nerves. And I know sometimes I do more than I should do. Isn't that true? And it's not the church work. I like to make money. I'll buy a house. I'll buy a nasty house and fix that nasty house up. To do what? To make what? To do what? Provide. See how that works? That's called math. All right? God does not bless laziness as a man. Well, I'm just a lazy man. Let me give you the new word. You a bum. Got it or not? Men never write me bad emails. This could be the first week. This could be it. This could be it, man. Come on. Nowhere in the Bible will you find that God blesses laziness. Matter of fact, it's cursed, it's condemned. Almost done with the message. How y'all doing? So provide, don't what? How many have never heard the word freeloader? You've never heard that word? That's what's wrong with our country. We should teach this to children when they're like one. Don't be a freeloader. Don't be a freeloader. If you're a joker, don't be a freeloader. Provide. Don't be a freeloader, man. Number three, how can I have God's favor on my life? Train up. Say it out loud. Don't what? Lewis, you still with me? Okay, buddy. Good. This was not pre-planned or pre-rehearsed, was it? But have we gone out to lunch multiple times? Do you think I know you a little bit? Then say number three. Don't what? Have you ever ticked off your children? Ah, good. Be quiet. Here we go. This is God's favor. What does that mean? Let's read the scriptures. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. As fellows, we don't know God's Word. It's not tied around our neck. It's not deep in our gut. And then we have our own sinful nature. And we're guys to boot. We can be mean. We can be hard. God says, I won't bless you like that. I won't bless you like that. I need you to train up your children, not tick them off. Okay? Let's look at that. So bring them up. They're tender. Bring them up. They're tender. Bring them up. They're tender. Okay? Nurture them. Lovingly care for them. This was to fathers. See, mamas might do better at this nurture thing. They might be tender. But dads, that's not your role as much. I get that, but you still need to be in this. Admonish them. My son, keep thy father's commandment. Forsake not the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Put them about your neck. A whole other passage says a similar thing. When you go, his word will lead you. When you sleep, it will keep you. When you wake up, it shall talk to you throughout your day. Got it? Yes or no? We need to help our kids understand that through this kind of teaching and this kind of instruction. Okay? Keep looking. For the commandment is a lamp. It's a law. The law is a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So, Dad, we need to train up our children, not scream and yell at them and tick them off. Now, what happens if your kid gets ticked off? You can be doing the right thing and tick them off. Yes or no? Amen. So I ain't saying your kids ain't going to get ticked off. But just you don't do things that are not right that are going to tick them off. Does that make sense? Keep looking. So bring them up, nurture them, admonish them, and exhort them. Encouraging and comforting will go a lot further than this. This is my house. You'll do as I say as long as you're living under my roof. See if the kid don't get ticked off. Fathering is hard. We need your help. I need your help. We went to Disney the other day. Took the girls. Never been. And I know there's a big controversy about Disney. Be honest with you, I wouldn't go after I went, but that's a whole other story. But anyway, we went. Had a better time at like Hollywood Studios with rides that would scare the snot out of you. That's what I liked. But the whole time, it was a good time. But I had to be a father the whole time. And there were times where I could have easily said something and just let it fly out of my mouth. There were other times where I didn't want to say something, but I had to step up to the plate and say something and correct a situation or two. Being a father is tough. You hear me? Wives, how about you support your husband? You hear me or not? Say. If you got a father that's trying to be a father, how about you get behind him and help him? Is that okay? Yes or no or not? Say, is that okay? See, that's... Uh-oh, you cut me off. Tough is necessary at times. We're almost done. Tough is necessary at times, but tender, nurturing, and admonishing is appropriate and is always what? It's always right, man. God will bless you. Calm it down. Cool it down. Bind God's word around your neck. Put it down in your gut. So when you talk to your children, you're not talking like a fool. Like you don't know what you're talking about. This is what we need. And God will... We're talking about a failing father or a favored father. He will bless you if you do this. You hear me or not? It's just too hard. We're back to you're a bum. We need to do it, guys. God is not going to bless you if you're always doing this. Popping a cork and blowing a fuse. You know what that means? Let's see, guys. Show of hands. How many sometimes you pop a cork and blow a fuse? Let me see some hands. Okay? God's not going to bless that. Sometimes anger is fine. Be angry and sin not. Anger is fine if you can control your anger. But if you're popping a cork and blowing fuses, you ain't controlling it. Amen or oh me? Okay. Here's the thing. Train up, don't tick off your children. God doesn't do that with you, so why do you do that with your children? It's funny. We love His mercy. We love His grace. We love His kindness. We love His tenderness. But you treat your children like garbage. And you wonder why now you're older and they won't talk to you. Because they don't want to. And you don't deserve it. The good thing is, maybe through work, forgiveness, a change in your ways, you can't go re-raise these young'uns. But maybe, there could still be a little role of a father you could play. This is written in stone, baby. God's Word. You train up, instead of ticking off. If you tick off instead of train up, the train's already left the station. God's Word. What if this was on the nightly news every night? Teaching these kind of principles. Yes or no, amen. Think we might be a different country or not. I ain't saying me do it, but what if somebody did it? That's our country, though. Number four, last one. Last one. These were long today. Lead by following God. Say that out loud. Ever since I got on Lewis, he's very loud now. I write not these things to shame you, Paul says. And I preach this message today to not shame you. I haven't tried to shame you today. I've tried to also let you know that I got problems. I still struggle with it. So I don't speak this today to shame you. If you had to get a little hurt a little bit, a little bruised a little bit, to get your attention with God's Word, because he chastens those whom he what? Loves. So if God's Word has chastened you today, that's a good thing. Paul wrote it this way. I don't write these things to shame you. But as my beloved sons, I warn you, Paul says. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, Paul said to people who he had led to Christ, I have begotten you in Christ. And then he made this statement. Say that verse 16. Wherefore, I beseech you, be followers of me. And Dad, that's the last point. You follow Jesus Christ. You bind his word around your neck. You hide it down inside your gut. And you walk. And when things go crazy in the world, Dad, I got this problem, or Mom and Dad talks and they're facing this issue because it's so dark in our world right now. Do y'all know that or not? If you don't have kids in school-age kids right now, you really aren't, I'm afraid, you don't realize what's happening. And we live in a great state, the state of Florida, but there's a lot of mess that's going on. It ain't just the school system, it's that age, it's everything coming at our kids. The bottom line is, Dad, it's a dark world, and they can't see squat. And they need a dad that they can look up to in a dark world that says, follow me. Follow me. Come on, here we go. Here we go. Come on. Follow me. Here we go. And it is hard. It is hard. And I'm not saying this is just a father's job. Kim's sitting right there. It's hard to preach when you're sitting right there and I can see you. This is not. I have had to rely on her. And she's had, and one of the biggest problems she and I have had together is communication. Communication. And she's been getting some help. I've been getting some help. But now we're talking more about things and about the kids and stuff. But she's also able to give me input from the kids and to help me and us help each other how to lead. Okay? And so do you see the importance of a father today? Yes or no? What if none of that was there? That'd be pretty rough. Yes or no? And a lot of y'all know. You know you're living that now. And I'm sorry. It's hard. But dads, this is my message for you. Here's the good news. Here's some good news. Failing father or favored father? Well, God bless a dad if he stays in the home. I'm not saying he gets it all right all the time. Here's the stats. This is stuff right online. You can go get it yourself. In spiritual matters, especially, kids take their cues from their dad, not their mom. I'm sorry, ladies. It's the facts are in. Dads matter. They carry incredible spiritual weight or harm. Kids are 5 times less likely to commit suicide with a daddy in the home. They are 10 times less likely to use drugs with a father in the home. They're 10 times less likely to drop out of school with a daddy in the home. You don't matter, sir. Are you kidding me? You're thinking about checking out? Quitting? They're 30 times less likely to run away. Your kid's going to be a runaway. Wake up! Stop it! Dads matter, don't they? 15 times less likely to your son becoming a rapist. Don't quit, Dad. 20 times you being there, you staying there, hang in there. Work at it. 20 times less likely those young'uns to end up in prison one day. That's a big deal, ain't it? Dads don't matter. I'd say dads matter a whole lot, don't you? Come on, thank the Lord. Come on, we're almost done. The bottom line, here it is. Here it is. Here's a bottom line for you, and I quit. In spiritual matters, kids take their cues from dad. If Papa don't go to church, chances are very slim that his children will become regular worshipers. But what's the math on it, the science? Can you tell me some stats? Well, here it is. If kids see religion as a mom thing, they are more likely to become disenchanted with church, etc. But if dad leads by example, children are 22 times more likely for those children to become lifelong churchgoers. That's the power of a dad. That's crazy. That's crazy. So, lead by going to church. I don't feel like it. You're a bum. Get up. Come on to church. You might say, I'm not a good father. Well, you can say, well, I went to church. Doesn't mean you're going to heaven because you go to church, but it does mean you did a good thing. Amen, say. So I guess that's the message. I want to be a favored father. Let's thank the Lord. We quit. Amen. Thank you for your time today. Amen. It was good. Appreciate you. Amen.